With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. 37 people have died in a rash of violent weather in the Midwest and South.
Violent tornadoes, along with high winds, took out homes and other buildings across the central and southern U.S. in Wayne County, Missouri. Dakota Henderson helped save people.
He was trapped in that bedroom, only room standing left of this house. She was trapped in it. We got her out the window, got her up to the Earth home that's up the road. And we were helping other people. We found a few bodies that was out in the field, a few deceased people.
The weather pattern also causing deadly dust storms and icy weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says it continues moving across the country.
The main threat is damaging winds, but there is the potential for a spin-up of a tornado or two.
Warnings and watches are in effect as the storm moves to the eastern seaboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, a mission to bring back two stranded astronauts back to Earth has docked at the International Space Station. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore were scheduled to be on board the International Space Station for about a week last summer, but the Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed unsafe to return. It's been reported that the Biden administration would not allow Elon Musk's SpaceX to retrieve the two for political reasons. President Trump signs into law legislation funding the government.
A major victory for President Trump. The Saturday signing put an end to the threat of a partial government shutdown. It also capped off a struggle in Congress that deeply divided Democrats. The bill largely keeps government funding at levels set during Joe Biden's presidency, though with some changes. It trims non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increases defense spending by about $6 billion. The Senate cleared the legislation on Friday with a 54-46 party line vote. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Some changes are coming at JPMorgan Chase, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a French Impressionist painting once stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish woman is in question once again now that the U.S. Supreme Court has revived an old case. The courts decided the case should be reconsidered under a California law passed last year. It aims to strengthen the claims of Holocaust survivors and their families that are trying to recover stolen artwork. This is SRN News. A man is awarded $50 million in a lawsuit after being burned by a Starbucks drink.
A Los Angeles County jury finding in favor of Michael Garcia. He underwent skin grafts after a hot tea spilled after he collected it at a drive-thru in February of 2020. His lawsuit says a Starbucks employee did not wedge the scalding hot tea firmly enough into a takeout tray. Starbucks says it does sympathize with Garcia, but of course plans to appeal. Jason Walker reporting.
A construction company is awarded roughly $70 million by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to expand the wall on the southern border. California-based Granite Construction Company has been contracted to build 7 more miles of the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border in Hidalgo County, Texas. More details at srnnews.com.